This is Dear Hallmark. Each week, I'll bring you reviews of your favorite Hallmark movies and TV shows. So grab a drink and let's see what we're getting into with this episode. Hello, dear people of Hallmark Land. My name is Dara, and this is Dear Hallmark. This is my space where we can talk shop about all things Hallmark Channel, and that includes Hallmark movies and mysteries as well. You guys, I know I've been quiet, but listen, there's been a lot going on in the camp of Dear Hallmark, and I have a viable explanation. And it's actually the reason for why I am the first two announcements that I'm going to, well, the only two announcements that I have before we get into our recaps for this week. So you guys, for those of you who do not follow me on Instagram or have not heard it in my Everything Christmas review that's up on YouTube right now, this is huge. Okay. Just get right to it, all right? I am going to be co-hosting the Merry Thanksgiving special Thanksgiving weekend this week on Hallmark Channel. You guys, I, along with my fellow fan leader Molly and the chief fan officer Jenny, had the amazing opportunity of coming together and having the ultimate watch party to kind of guide you through all seven movies that we're going to be watching together over Thanksgiving weekend. So we'll be taking you to and bringing you from commercial break in between each movie during the premieres of Thanksgiving weekend. So it starts 8 p.m. on Thursday and then 6 p.m. Friday to Sunday. Okay, so be sure to holler at me, you know, say what's up, talk to me through the screen, because that's the type of stuff that I do too. And if you are on social media, please tag me, share, post, like, all of those things, whatever those verbs are. I am just so excited, you guys. Can you imagine how far we've come as a Dear Hallmark family that we have finally made it to be on Hallmark Channel, hosting one of the biggest weekends in countdown to Christmas. It is the Merry Thanksgiving weekend. I could not be more grateful, more appreciative, and more thankful for you guys, my faithful listeners, who for some reason still want to hear what I have to say amidst all my shenanigans and carryings on. I'm just super, 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 super appreciative. So that's announcement number one. And on top of that, I'm also going to be on Sirius XM. So Hallmark Channel has a holiday radio station on Sirius XM that is live right now. And at any given moment, you guys, you should pay attention specifically from, especially this week, Wednesday and Thursday. You might hear your girl talking about Catch Me If You Claws. I'm just saying. You might want to listen in. But I'll also be there. You'll catch me these next few weeks. And honestly, even throughout this season, just talking about my countdown to Christmas memories, things that I love about Christmas, what makes Christmas in and of itself so special to me. So if you are not, be sure to tune in to Hallmark Channel Radio on Sirius XM, the holiday channel. So what? Whoa. Who would have thought those announcements would be coming out of my mouth? Certainly not me. But here we are. This is the state of the union. This is the state of Dear Hallmark. And I don't even know what to say. Can I tell you, it was such, first of all, even telling people in general, like once it was finally cool to tell everyone, I can't even describe it. It was so different because I was so used to keeping it close to my chest. You know what I mean? And so to now have people know and then people be excited. Like when I tell you my job freaked out, My job freaked out, and I was not expecting that response. I mean, people who don't know me from a can of paint were just like, oh my gosh, oh, what, this is the best news. And I just, like, this has just been such, like, this is why I love Christmas. It's stuff like this. People who don't know you from a plain envelope, and but that yet they're so excited, and you can come around for a common cause that brings so much cheer and so much joy to everyone involved. This is why I love Christmas, for that reaction. Like, it's just, it's so beautiful. And shout out to my job. I don't know if anybody at my job even listens to this, but if they do, shout out to you. But I'm telling my family, I think, was the most rewarding to me. I really, like, that reaction was what made my heart soar. And I wish I could experience the reactions again. It was just so beautiful. But yeah, so if you turn on to the, they already have the commercial airing through right now throughout the different movies and things like that. But the actual special starts on Thanksgiving evening at 8 p.m. And so be sure to check that out. Okay, so let's get into why we're here, which is our recap of two special movies that Hallmark gave us and Hallmark Movies and Mysteries gave us in our Miracles of Christmas and Countdown to Christmas lineup. So the first one we are going to talk about is a Miracles of Christmas movie titled Mystery on Mistletoe Lane. And I said this in the Miss Christmas Comes to Town review, which was the previous episode to this. I wasn't planning to review every Miracles of Christmas movie along with the Hallmark Channel movies, because that's just a lot, to be completely honest. However, if I feel so inclined, and if it's impressed upon my spirit to do it, I'm going to do it. And this one was impressed upon my spirit, and so I want to do it. We have the homie, Victor Webster. For some reason, I can't say his name regularly. I have to say Victor Webster because I feel like a name like that, like, you gotta have some type of accent or something, you know what I'm saying? So his name is Victor Webster. And then, oh gosh, here I go again forgetting people's names. The one, Erica Serrera or Sarah, I think her name is Erica. Oh gosh. Anyway, they had chemistry. Hello, because listen, can we talk about it really quick? So a little bit of a synopsis. Mystery on Mistletoe Lane follows a young woman, or a woman, who is relocating in the kind of metro Boston area, it seems, or a suburb, a small town right outside of Boston, because Boston is mentioned as the major, quote unquote, big city, that when people say they're going into the city, they're going into Boston. So we're in New England. Check. And she's moving, she's becoming the director of this historical society of this small town. And so they put her up in this old house, and she starts to find some oddities and things that are a bit peculiar about this house. And her children are not here for it. You know, the parents aren't together. And so the children are having to go back and forth between being with their dad and then being with their mom. And so now they're staying with their mom for Christmas, and she's happy that she's able to celebrate Christmas in this new house and kind of do some really traditional Christmassy things with her children. However, again, there are certain peculiar things and oddities that begin to surface the more that they live in this house. And actually it was the children that happened upon it first, and it set them on this beautiful, wonderful, whimsical, what I believe to be whimsical Christmas treasure hunt, or even scavenger hunt. Even more, and what's super cool is that it also involves Victor's dad, which I just loved the tie-in of it all. There's no body count. It is just a pure, beautiful, cheery candy cane mystery. This Thank you, Jesus. That's what it's called. This is a candy cane mystery. It's sweet. It has your mint. It's refreshing because you can just take a sigh of relief. Like, you don't have to. There's no suspense. There's no, you know what I'm saying? This is so heartwarming. You're sitting, this movie feels like a fireplace that I'm sitting next to and getting warmed by and getting warmth from. That's how I could describe this movie. I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching this, how the heck are these Miracles of Christmas movies cozier and more heartwarming than the Hallmark Channel movies? It's beyond me. I have yet to see My Christmas Guide, and I have yet to see A World Record Breaking Christmas. So I do have plans to watch that. Again, I can't promise that I'll review those, but if they, like, Miracles of Christmas is hitting it on all cylinders. Again, this is 5 crowns, 5 mistletoes, 5 candy canes, 5 fireplaces. Victor's going to give you all the Webster he can muster because he puts his shoulder in it with everything that he does. And I appreciate it. And I'm sure the people at large appreciate it as well, because that's why the homie keeps getting movies. However, this was so unserious, but yet, heartwarming. I can't help but use that word, heartwarming. Just the tale of the dad and the importance of fathers and the relationships of fathers and their children and the relationship of parents to their children. And this was just such a beautiful ride. That is one I can definitely see myself watching yearly. It's super cute. Their little flirtation station, What's Your Nation, was like super cute. The chemistry between Victor and our leading lady was just fire sticks and candy canes and fireplaces and stockings on fireplaces. I enjoyed it immensely, as I tell my nieces. I tell my nieces, I love you immensely. Say immensely. They say immensely. And one time my niece had the nerve to say, she was like, I love you immensely. Say immensely. I was like, immensely. She said, thank you, Auntie. I digress. But this movie was spectacular. And it's a hug. It's a hug with and then it gives you a candy cane afterwards. And then you eat it and then you watch the movie again. And then, so now you have the feeling of watching a movie with the rush of eating a candy cane. Like, that's how I can describe it. And don't let the candy cane be crushed and then you put it on top of something. Then we're getting to a whole nother level. But again, I'm getting beside myself because this movie is just so great. So that is the mystery on Mistletoe Lane. I don't want to spoil it because I want you to watch it and get engulfed in the mystery that is Mistletoe Lane. Yeah, I love the fact that she's where I don't know why a small town has a historical society. And I'm guessing it was like a museum. That's how I likened it. I'm thinking, so it's the history of the town and they want people to be interested in the history of the town. And so that's probably where the archives of the town lives and things of that sort. But in any event, that's where we are. That's what it is. That's what it's heading for. So let's shimmy on over, or maybe we could do a nice electric slide over to Hallmark Channel and talk about Heidelberg Holiday. Heidelberg Holiday stars the young lady that also did Holiday Spectacular last year, and then we have a newcomer to Hallmark Channel as well. And this movie was made to help celebrate the 50th year of Hallmark's keepsake ornaments, which I think was just so brilliant. Like, before I even get into the synopsis, my heart was just so full watching the commercials in between about the keepsake ornaments. And then the first commercial that went a little bit longer than normal, where we got to hear from Hallmark artists and Hallmark writers who have been working on these keepsake ornaments and that have been writing these cards that we love so much. I thought that was brilliant, getting to get a peek into the behind the scenes of and seeing the growth of Hallmark keepsake ornaments over the years. I loved that so much, and I love that they made a movie in celebration of that. And here is why the movie is in celebration of it. So our leading lady, Heidi Heidelberg, is her name. And then The leading guy's name is Lucas. His character's name is Lucas or Luca. So Heidi Heidelberg has entered into becoming a part of the German market where she can have a booth set up to sell her ornaments. She's an ornament maker. But they are so beautiful, delicate, wonderful. They're great. And so she embarks on this journey. She stays with her grandmother's friends, but she's by herself. So she's kind of making this journey by herself to learn more about her heritage. Her grandmother gives her this small little piece of paper to kind of navigate her way, things she can do while she's there. And she ends up using that because her shipment of ornaments, her inventory, takes longer than expected. And so she has time to do what she needs to do around Heidelberg, which is where she ends up going, is Heidelberg, Germany. Hence the name of the movie, Heidelberg Holiday. I have never wanted to go to Germany before, until now. This is what I'm saying with Hallmark movies. Hallmark movies will make you want to do stuff. I remember when I was watching Wedding Veil, the first one with Lacey in the art museum. I promise you, I lie to you not. I applied to multiple jobs at the Philadelphia Art Museum right after I saw that movie because I said, oh, I'm wearing somebody's cocktail dress to an art museum gala. And so I got to get in where I fit in. And so I filled me out an application. Needless to say, I currently work in finance, so that didn't work out. But here we are. I'm just saying how inspirational how impressionable Hallmark movies can be. And so with that, I've never wanted to go to Germany before. Until now, this made Germany so, not that Germany isn't beautiful again, but Germany's just never been on my radar. And now it's on my radar with this movie. This movie was so cozy. This movie, some people might not like eggnog, but I'm using eggnog in this instance because of its smooth, velvety, comforting nature. That's what this movie was to me. Homie is a little smooth operator, that one, Mr. Luca. He's, first of all, okay, so there's a student, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but there's a chocolate confection that is made and specifically purchased when someone has a crush on somebody that you give it to them, right? And so the family gave Heidi a stocking and she found one of the chocolates, something or others in there. And she's like, and she was talking to her friend at first and said, oh, because remember, I said my grandma wanted one of these. Did you get me one of these to give to my grandma? She said, no. And so then the little boy said, oh, somebody's, you know, got a little something on you. They want to kiss you, whatever. And so I'm setting this up to, this is all a preface. So Heidi and Luca are walking at some scene, right? This smooth operator had the nerve to say, well, while I wasn't the one to get you the chocolate, it is definitely no secret that I admire you. I said, you better say that. I said, you better say that three times fast. I know that's what I'm talking about. Say it with your chest. Shout out to my fellow fan leader, Joey. Say it with your whole chest. Tell her what a T.I. is. Tell her how you feel. And the way he slipped with his little tap shoes, that's me adding that on. He had his little slick shoes, just moonwalked up in there with that line. Man, get out of here. Get out of here. I said, the oil. Remember that, the Tin Man from from The Wiz? Oil, oil. That's what that, I'm yelling, oil. That man is slick. That's probably my favorite scene at the whole. What though, I did feel for her, and I'm going to spoil this, so pause right now if you don't want to hear any spoilers and you haven't seen it yet. When her inventory eventually got to her and everything was broken, oh my gosh, that woman acted the mess out of that scene. Oh, I felt for her. But then I loved how she was able to make lemons into lemonade and sell mosaics instead of trying to make all of the ornaments from scratch. I loved how she did that. This movie gets a solid 4 from me. Solid 4. I'm talking oak tree, concrete, stainless steel 4. It is just, it's so hearty and comforting. I really enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it. I could see this as one of those comfort background watches again. And I know you'll have a good time with Heidelberg Holiday. You, if you've watched it, if you've never watched it before, it's not supposed to be a background watch. So you want to have your eyeballs on it. But if you've already seen it, I can see it having like a lightweight rewatch value, but I can also see it be a comforting background watch, something that you want to feel behind you while you're doing something. You know what I'm saying? So, well, you guys, that's going to do it for me here at Dear Hallmark. If you're looking for reviews of certain movies that you're not finding here on the podcast, you want to make sure you check out the YouTube channel because I have been posting reviews on there. I did Everything Christmas. And then I'm going to be doing Christmas Island, and then I'm going to surprise you with another review tomorrow. So we're getting a 2-for-1 tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you what that one is. I ain't gonna tell you what that one is. So you just gotta make sure you subscribe to find out. Or you can also follow Dear Hallmark on Instagram because then you'll see the teaser for it that I'll post on there. You guys, I thank you. And be sure to rate and review. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know what you think. Let me know how you feel. Let me know what it is or what it ain't. And with that, in the meantime, between time, my friends, I want you to be sure to watch a Hallmark movie, specifically a Hallmark countdown to Christmas movie that you love. And I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Ciao, my friends.